The Most Noble Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has stated, indeed, humiliating a Muslim without a cause, one of the major sins. Dear viewers, in reality, a Muslim is the protector of another Muslim's honor. Sadly, in these trying times, things have shifted to the opposite end of the spectrum, and Muslims are seeking opportunities to humiliate other Muslims. Muslims are backbiting, tail-bearing, accusing and hurting others' feelings without any justification. It is stated on the page 19 of booklet titled Zulm Ka Anjam, the publication of Maktabatul Madina, the publishing department of Dawat-e-Islami, the matters of the rights of others are very fragile. Sadly, these are difficult times. Not only are common people infringing upon the rights of the people, but the apparent flag bearers of religion are also oblivious to these matters. The disease of anger is common, and so-called righteous and noble hurt the feelings of others people. Allahu Akbar. They remain oblivious of the fact that hurting the feelings of a Muslim without a permissible cause under Islamic law is a sin and an act that leads one to hell. Ala Hazrat Imam Ahmad Raza Khan rahmatullahi ta'ala has quoted a hadith from At-Tabrani on page 342 of Fatawa Radawiyya, volume 24. The most dignified Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has cautioned, man aza musliman faqad azani, وَمَنْ آذَانِي فَقَدْ آذَ اللَّهِ, meaning, whoever without a cause that is permissible under Islamic law harms a Muslim, he has annoyed me, and the one who annoys me has annoyed Allah Azza wa Jal. Regarding those that harm Allah and His Prophet Azza wa Jalla wa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah has stated in the Quran part 22 and Surah Al-Ahzab, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يُؤْذُونَ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ لَعَنَهُمُ اللَّهُ فِي الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةِ وَأَعَدَّ لَهُمْ عَذَابًا مُهِينًا. Indeed, those who offend Allah and His Messenger, upon them is Allah's curse in the world and in the hereafter. And Allah has kept prepared a disgraceful punishment for them. تُوبُوا إِلَى اللَّهِ استغفر الله صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم.